The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay of the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, Burl Ives. It takes a good orchestra with skillful men at the instrument to plumb the depths of your emotions. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers pick up their plumbing instruments to give you row, row, row.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. Tonight we have as our guests 5,000 employees of the Electromotive Division of the General Motors Corporation, makers of diesel engine locomotives. The new diesel engine is really a sweet job. One of the engineers told me it reminds me of his girl. Give her a little oil and she purrs like a kitten. We turn now to...
Pardon me, Mr. Jonze, but I must talk to you...
Lindley, please don't interrupt me. Can't you see I'm busy?
I know. But, Mr. Jonze, a terrible thing has happened. I was at a poker party tonight, and I not only lost all my money, but I lost something very important.
You lost something very important? Well, what do you want me to do?
Better hop in a cab. You belong to an old maid in Peoria.
Wish I could get him to play poker with Hedy Lamarr. Or better still, with the young lady I'm about to introduce, the Park Avenue hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody. Spike, that was a very nice compliment you just paid me. Did you mean it?
Well, gosh, yes, Dorothy. I'm even thinking of opening a nightclub and asking you to be my partner.
Partners in a nightclub? Say, that sounds interesting.
Sure, we could even call it the Shay Jonze Shay.
Spike, do you think the customers would be able to pronounce Shay Jonze Shay?
They would after they'd been in there a while. Dorothy, it's a great idea.
But, Spike, this nightclub business could flatten our bank accounts.
I investigated that. Last night, I went over to buy Ciro's. For 2 hours, the owner and I scribbled figures on the tablecloth. And I figured out that if you and I put all our capital together, we could just about afford it.
To buy Ciro's?
No, the tablecloth.
Oh.
But, Dorothy, I've got a way to get around that, too. How about a floating nightclub?
Well, you mean on a boat. But where are you going to get a boat that's big enough?
Government surplus. We could buy a used aircraft carrier from the Smiling Admiral. We can anchor it, anchor it on the lake. The nightclub will be below decks, and we can use the flight deck for a parking lot.
Well, wait a minute, Spike. How are people going to drive over the water to get there?
Dorothy, don't worry. This is Chicago. They'll find a way. Now, look, if we open this club, what are you going to sing for your first number, huh?
Well, I'd like to try a brand new one. It's called Making Love Mountain Style. Mountain hearts grow happy, 'cause when Pappy Pappy was a little child, amongst the mountain population, he built up his reputation, making love mountain style. Making love, love is great, it sure got hate and beat a mile. Grandpap sure was loving hearted, thanks to him the family started making love mountain style. I've got got kinfolk by the dozen, brothers, sisters, aunts, and cousins. They would reach the main to Texas single file. They go hunting, they go fishing, but they've only one ambition, making love mountain style. Favorite occupations, making love mountain style. It was once a mountain ruling that the young'uns got some schooling, and we even had a school marm for a while. We learned reading, we learned writing, but the sound is more exciting, making love mountain style. Making love mountain style. When Grandpappy was 100, all his kinfolk sort of wondered why he always seemed to wear that happy smile. He said he was mighty grateful, life kept him from being hateful. Making love mountain style. Making love. Making love mountain style.
Watching the trains go by is a universal pastime. In the old days, it was the puffing and roaring of the steam locomotives that held us spellbound. Today, it's the smooth flash of the diesel engine streamliner. More than 150 of the famous name trains now travel behind General Motors diesel locomotives. 23% of the passenger train miles, 12% of the freight ton miles in the United States are handled by these locomotives. Diesel-powered traffic goes through in all kinds of weather, with the highest on-time record of any form of public transportation in the world. Not only that, but people get a pleasanter, safer, quicker ride than ever before. We're happy tonight to be playing before some of the 13,000 employees of Electromotive Division of General Motors Corporation. To each of you who helped to put diesel engine locomotives on the rails, a salute from the workers who bring you Coca-Cola.
Say, Spike, in that floating nightclub of ours, will there be any other acts besides us?
Oh, sure. We'll bring back old-time vaudeville, the kind we recall for you now, if there's no business like show business.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get the happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bar. There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience would lick you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who has brought you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum, the closing when the customers won't come. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. So let's go back to the good old days when Bald Hill was the scene. Will you ever forget that old quartet and the songs they used to sing? Never hit your grandma with a shovel. It makes a bad impression on her mind. So respect her aged head. Stay the shovel and instead.
dear old grandma will rock. I said a rock. And how we laughed at the second act, the best we ever heard. He pursed his lips and told sweet dreams, and then he whistled like a bird. Remember how the hostess danced, all dressed in tails and clothes. They'd always do a tricky trick for two, then stop and tell a joke.
Say, Freddie, do you like bathing girls?
Don't know. I never bathed any.
I had a terrible dream last night.
I know, I seen you with her.
And how the folks would come for miles through snow and sleet and fog. They'd laugh and split their sides in half at Schultz and his little trick dog.
Gus, I give you some liver if you count up to three for the nice people. Good Gus. Now show the nice people how much is two on two. No, Gus, you're a little mixed up. How much is two on two? No, Gus, Bus is lost with you. We start over again. Count up to three. Good.
The Swami pulled the kind hold on to add to your dismay. While the suit would go from row to row, then call to him and say,
Swami, can you tell me what this young man has on his finger?
Nail polish?
No, Swami, on his finger. Listen now.
A what?
No, Swami, you fathead. Listen and think.
How can I think when those darn bells ring?
Ring! Absolutely right!
There's no peaceful life, so peaceful they smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. Last night you opened and there you are. Next day in your dressing room they call him a star. Let's go on with our show. Let's go on with our show.
Say, Spike, in that floating knife cover of ours, I just thought of something else. We'll need a few dozen knives, forks, and spoons for our knife clubs.
Well, we'll get those at the government surplus store, too. But they won't sell you a few dozen. You have to take the whole set. Service for 62,000.
I sure feel sorry for the person that has to keep all that silverware clean.
Don't worry, Dorothy. I'll get the slickers to help you.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Spike. Just what are you
going to
do?
Well, right now, I'm going to introduce our guest, the celebrated singer of real American ballads, Burleigh.
Good evening, everybody, Spike and Dorothy. I've been listening to your idea of opening a floating nightclub.
Well, what do you think of it, Burl?
Well, I don't know, Dorothy. Spike, tell me, are you doing all of this because there might be a beautiful line of chorus girls?
I should say not. After all, I've always argued that women aren't everything, you know. There are other things in life besides women.
Like what, for instance?
Did you say what?
Yeah.
That's the one loophole in my argument. Look, Burl, will you help us out by being our first guest artist when we open up?
I might, but it's got me worried.
Good. That puts you in the right mood for your number. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song.
It takes
the worried man to sing a worried song. Take the worried man to sing a worried song. Take the worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Train I ride is 21 coaches long. Train I ride is 21 coaches long. Train I ride is 21 coaches long. The girl I love is on that train and gone. Take the worried man to sing a worried song. Take the worried man. Cross the river, I lay down to sleep. Yes, I went cross the river, I lay down to sleep. I went cross the river, I lay down to sleep. When I woke up, I had shackles on my feet. Take the worried man, take the worried song. Take the worried man, take the worried song. Take the worried man, take the worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. 21 lengths of chain around my leg. 21 lengths I've chain around my leg. 21 lengths I've chain around my leg. Everyone with initials of my name. Take the worried man, take the worried song. Take the worried man, take the worried song. Take the worried man, take the worried song. I'm worried now, but won't be worried long. I asked that jet, what's going to be my fine? Asked that jet, what's going to be my fine? Asked that jet, what's going to be my fine? 21 years on the Rocky Mountain line. Take the worried man, take the worried song. Take the worried man, take the worried song. Take the worried man, take the worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Wonderful, Burl. Burl Ives will be on again in a moment. Right now, here's Myron Wallace.
Look about you in offices and factories and shops, and you'll see more and more of those friendly Coca-Cola coolers right on the premises. They're put there so that people can work refreshed, for any job goes with more zest after the refreshment of ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Gee, our nightclub should be a big success with it. Burl Ives and Dorothy and everybody. Georgie, calm down. What kind of a present did you get me?
To take along on your boat. It's one of those little round gadgets with a needle in it.
Little round gadget with a needle in it?
Yeah, you know. One of those things that says north, north, northeast, northeast, east, east, south, by east, south, to south, east, south, south, to west, south, to south, west, 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 north, west, 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 north, west, north, north.
Oh, you mean a compass.
I can never remember that word.
Good old Georgie.
Hello? Yes, this is Dorothy Shay. No, I'm sorry, I have a date. Oh, I have a steady date every Saturday night. Oh, we're not going out. Not tonight.
Not a Saturday day with my everyday sweetheart. And we plan to spend a wonderful evening at home. We'll be dining in the kitchen, dancing in the parlor, talking while the lights are low. Or just plain sitting, listening to the radio. On a Saturday day with my everyday sweetheart. As long as we're alone, we're all right. We're a couple of stay-at-homes on Saturday night.
What's that you say? You think it sounds boring? You think I ought to let you come over, too? Oh, no thanks, just the same. But, Selva, dear, we don't need a sitter.
We'll be dining in the kitchen, dancing in the parlor, talking while the lights are low. Or just plain sitting, listening to the radio. On a Saturday day, with my everyday sweetheart. As long as we're alone. alone, we're all right.
Oh, excuse me, there he is now. I better hang up.
We're a couple of stay-at-home on Saturday night.
Well, encore, Dorothy. And folks, another feature on board our floating nightclub will be a young man who has quite a reputation on the high seas. In fact, all the finance companies know him as the old skipper. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, is Professor Tweedlebaum.
Thank you, thank you. In honor of our new venture, I dedicate my song to the city where the idea was born, Chicago. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice. Music by, sir, if you please, Gallardo. Thank you. Chicago, Chicago, that tunnel and town, town and town, let's have some fun. My act is all done. I just started. Well, maybe I better start again. Chicago, Chicago, that tunnel and town, Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around, and you show me a square. I'll show you around, I love it. Bet your bottom dollar, you lose your blues in Chicago. Blues, my girl has the blues, and I call her my melancholy baby. You know why I call her my melancholy baby? She's got a head like a melon and a face like a collie. That's a killer. The town of Billy Sunday could not shut down. I wouldn't say these lyrics are dated. I know Billy Sunday's brother, Chocolate Sunday. On Straight Street, that State Street. On Grape Street, that Gate Street. It's the main drag. I just want to stay, I just want to stay, I just want to stay, I just want to... What is this, a broken record? They do things they can't do on all Broadway, say. I was walking down Broadway the other day, and a man came and said, Professor, a terrible thing happened. I almost got killed. I got hit on the head with some water. I said, well, how could water hurt you? He says, well, the water didn't hurt much, but I had a pipe around it. They have the time of who holds the horse. Wrong joke. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife. Boy, isn't that a keen joke? Isn't that the cat's pajamas, boy? I'm a sheep adipus. I can do the bunny hug and the shimmy and the... Oh, the song. In Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. I'm a clown, I wear a frown, ups and downs. Not ups and downs, that's where they have the horse races. Horse races! And there they go. It's beating Sanford in front. Corner cupboard close. Brother Kurt's third. It'll be good. And it's college boy and college girl. Neck and neck. My whole town.
That's rocking the old boat, Professor. Now, in true nautical style, Burl Ives, Dorothy Shay, and the Slickers take us for a trip on the sea of matrimony. With I Wish I Were Single Again, I Want to Get Married, and If You'll Marry Me, and Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine.
When I was single, oh then, when I was single, oh then, when I was single, my money did jingle, and I wish I was single again, again, wish I was single again. I married me a wife, oh then, married me a wife, oh then. I married me a wife, she's the curse of my life, and I wish I was single again, again, and I wish I was single again. I married me another, oh then, married me another, oh then. I married me another, she's the devil's stepmother, and I wish I was single again, again, and I wish I was single again.
I wanna get married, I wanna get flight. I wanna get knotted, my time is allotted. I wanna be confetted and ride.
Well, here I go again. I'll give to you a paper of pins, if that's the way our love begins. If you will marry me, you will marry me.
I'll not accept your paper of pins, if that's the way our love begins. I'll not marry you, I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a dress of red, stitched all around with golden thread. If you will marry me, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your dress of red. Stitched all around with golden thread. I'll not marry you, you. I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you the key to my chest and all the money that I possess if you will marry me, me, me. You will marry me.
Yes, I'll accept the key to your chest and all the money that you possess. Yes, yes, I'll marry you, you. I will marry you.
Oh, 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 money is all. Woman's love ain't nothing at all. I'll not marry you, you, you.
I'll not marry you.
Speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here is Spike and Dorothy.
Friends, thanks to all of you, and a special thanks to the General Motors people for inviting us tonight. Right, Dorothy?
Aye, aye, sir. Say, Spike, you still going to buy that used aircraft carrier and make it into a nightclub?
Well, of course, Dorothy. How can I lose? With your friendship, your cooperation, your help, your money?
My money? So that's it. Spike Jones, are you trying to say that your emotional appraisal of my physical qualifications was motivated by an ambitious impulse for monetary consideration rather than a desire? You should have to read this. To promulgate a harmonious association?
You don't make it.
Is that what you're going to say?
Well, I'd like to, but this studio closes at midnight. Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Next Friday's Spotlight Review with Eddie Haywood as guest. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station with Percy Faith, James Cromin, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Danville, Galesburg, Peoria, Champaign, Decatur, Springfield, and then St. Louis for next Friday's Spotlight Review. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.